afternoon, brethren. How are you today? The weather is a little cooler, which is better for me. The last few days, when the weather is warm, it's not good for my nose. Because I bleed. Bleed red. Red to Chinese is good luck. But anyway, today the scripture theme.
在今天的经文的题目是
faith and obedience.
信心跟顺服.
As you see from the theme up there, it says faith can move mountains.
你可以看到我们信息的中心是信心可以移大山。
So let us pray before we start.
我们来做一个简短的祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you for this afternoon.
我们传人的真神，我们感谢我们今天的下午。
Lord, even as I speak.
神。 就好像你说的,
I'm just a vessel to you.
我只是你的一个器.
Let the Holy Spirit
让你的圣灵
that is within me
再来到我的中间,
speak the word that you want me to speak.
等我跟你说你要我所说的话.
Let the ears hear
等这里所有的耳朵,
as you say
就好像你说的,
the word of you
你的话,
it's sharper than a two-edged sword.
就好像有两硬的利剑.
So Lord, let your word
让神请你的话,
dwell in the heart of the people who hears it.
可以住在凡听的人的心里面.
Burn within them.
在里面的燃烧.
Sears in the memory.
等他们都永远记得.
And let your Holy Spirit work within them.
让圣灵可以跟他们同工,
awaken them,
把他们唤醒,
so the Lord, when they listen and your spirit speak,
当你的灵在说话的时候，他们就会醒来,
and they obey,
他们就会顺服.
All glory be to you, Almighty God.
将所有的荣耀都归给我们的神.
In Jesus' most precious name, I pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名, 阿们.
Amen. Okay, in the book, in the Bible,
在圣经里面,
there are many heroes,
他们有很多英雄,
but heroes have weakness.
每一个英雄都有他的弱点.
So let us look at the life of all the heroes in the Bible.
等我们来看一看我们圣经上面的英雄,
their failures and their faith in God.
看他们在神的信心里面的跌倒.
So let us first look at the person Noah.
等我们来看第一个挪亚.
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 9,
在创世纪的6章9节,
God found Noah blameless in his generation.
神发觉挪亚在他那个世代上面是不可指责的人.
I'm sure many of you know,
我相信大家都知道,
that God asked Noah to build an ark.
神让挪亚来建造那个方舟.
Because he was about to destroy the earth.
因为神将要毁灭这个大地.
And all the living things that dwell within them.
所有有生命的生物都不在这个地球失去了.
Now let us ask a question.
让我们来问一个问题.
What would happen to Noah and his family?
我们问一个问题，就是挪亚跟他的家庭.
What would happen if Noah did not obey God's calling?
想象如果挪亚没有顺服神对他所讲的话,
he would be destroyed like the rest of the wicked people.
他们就会像其他的一样被毁灭掉。
Because he obeyed God,
由于他顺服神,
he was blessed.
他受到了祝福。
Based on what we read from the Bible,
根据我们在圣经所读到的,
we know he's the second Adam.
他是一个先,
second Adam.
他是第二个亚当。
Because all humankind,
所有人类的,
come from Noah after the flood.
都是在挪亚洪水以后所有的。
God established a covenant.
神保守他的圣约。
With the human race, with a rainbow.
跟人立了一个彩虹的约。
And it's written in Genesis.
写在创世纪上。
Chapter 9.
第九章,
verse 12.
十二节,
to 13.
到十三节,
God promised never to destroy the human race with the flood.
神应许他不再用洪水毁灭这个世界。I'm
very sure that many of us would know.
我很肯定你们大家都会知道。
It was not easy for Noah.
对挪亚来说，这个是不容易的事情。
Many of us most probably feel the same way if we are in Noah's shoes.
如果我们当时在挪亚同样的情况之下，我们大概有同样的感觉。
He most probably faced a lot of ridicule.
他可能受到很多的指责。
And abuses.
有些对于他是不好的。
From people when he started building the ark.
在他建筑这个方舟的时候。
Most people would think he's a nut.
大部分的人都觉得挪亚是一个傻子。
But God say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 to 12.
不过在圣经马太福音的第五章。
It says, if someone find it in Chinese, please find it. I'll read the English part.
Okay, the
moral of the lesson is, will you be willing to be ridiculed for obeying God?
在这个故事里面所教导我们的，就是在我们顺服神这里有什么的效果。
So let me read Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. 马太福音第五章，11到13节。 Yeah. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophet who were before you. So let somebody in say the Chinese.
请，请。So
many of us know that in this world we will face many persecution.
我们都知道这个世界上面会有很多审判。
Remember, your reward is not from man.
因为我们的不是由人来做的。
Your reward is from the God, the Father above.
我们的奖赏是从上面神来的。
So let's look further down.
我们继续地看下去。
Look at another person by the name Abraham.
我们再看另外一个历史亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was called by God.
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
It is written in Genesis.
在创世纪。
chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
第十二章一到三节.
God commanded Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household to go to a land he never knew or let alone seen before.
神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他父家跟他本地到另外一个地方去。
Can somebody read that in Chinese? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 3.
耶和华对他说：“你要离开你本族，家父家，往我所要之地，我必叫你成为大，我必赐福你，叫你成为大，你也要叫别人得福。”
So God promised Abraham with five blessings if he obeyed him.
神答应了亚伯拉罕有五个承诺。
Can someone stand up and say that five blessings that God promised Abraham in the Bible verse?
有谁可以说出这五个应许呢？
为你祝福的，我必赐福你；他那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他；地上的万族都要因你得福。还有，我必叫你成为大国。就第二节。
So we know that God says, if you do this, this is your blessing, right? Now would you leave everything that you have to go to a place that is strange and that you have never known before?
你会不会放下你一切走到一个你从没有去过的地方？
God asked him to leave his country,
神叫他离开他本地,
his people,
他的人,
his household,
他的家庭,
to a place he never seen before.
去一个他从没看过的地方。
Did you do that?
你会不会说?
What if I tell you, I give you these five blessings, would you trust me?
如果我告诉你我会给你这五个应许，你相信我吧？
How many of you trust me?
有几个人会相信我呢？
You won't trust me, right?
你大概不会相信我。
Abraham nevertheless obeyed.
亚伯拉罕从来没有背叛神。
He left.
他离开了。
It takes great courage.
需要很大的勇气,
and faith to obey.
很大的信心去顺服。
If he had not leave,
如果他没有离开的话,
would you think he received that five blessings?
你想他会得到神的五个应许吗?
Would you think we will be here today?
你会想到我们会在这里吗?
Because of Abraham, we are here today.
是因为亚伯拉罕的信顺服。
Because we are the children of faith.
因为我们是信心的儿女。
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
However, that was not the end of Abraham's testing.
虽然如此，这个不是亚伯拉罕故事的结束。
There's an even tougher test as he goes along.
他还有更困难的事情在他前面。
The moral of the lesson is,
我们在这个故事所学到的,
the first test is step out of your comfort zone.
第一点就是离开我们舒服的一个位置。
Many of us feel comfortable where we are.
我们做中很多人都觉得我们现在是很舒服的。
The people who blaze the trail, the people who are the pioneers, are the people who step out of the comfort zone.
只有很多坚强的人或者是思想的人，他们才会想到会离开他们舒服的一个环境。
You look at many inventors.
你看到很多发明家。
They truly believe in what they are doing.
他们真实地相信他们自己在做什么事情。
And they step out outside the box.
他们在他的想象之外。
And they do something that nobody ever thought of.
他们做了一些其他人都从来没有想过的事情。
Many of you hold iPhone, Android.
我们弟兄姐妹可能手上都有一个 iPhone.
Just think about it. If somebody did not step outside the box.
如果你想，如果有是不是有一些人他们有超人的想象力的话
？Would you have your phone today?
你大概手上没有现在的 iPhone.
All the convenience that you face.
你现在所得到所有的便利。
Used to be you have to put a quarter in the phone and wait for somebody to finish talking before you can put your quarter in the top.
Yeah, 以前我们都要投一个 quarter 在一个 pocket phone 里面，你才跟别人讲话。
Now you just think about the convenience.
你现在可以想到现在的方便。
How easy for you in case of emergency, you have your cell phone there.
Yeah, 当你在遇到一些紧急的事情，你有一个手机在你身旁，是多么的方便。
Because somebody stepped out of the comfort zone to invent something.
是因为有一些人他是想一些别人想不到的事情。
But God did not ask us to invent something.
不过神不是叫我们每一个人都去创造一些事情。
God asked us to step out of our comfort zone.
当时神是希望我们可以走出我们舒服的环境。
God wants us to have faith in him.
神需要我们对他有信心。
Let's look at the next trial that Abraham had to face.
那我们来看亚伯拉罕对于他的挑战是有什么。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to 10.
我们看创世纪十三章第一到十七节。
Can someone who read Chinese look up that word while I read it in English?Let me read it out. So the whole scripture with was that there was a quarrel between Lot's herdsman and Abraham's herdsman, but they both have a lot of cattle. Abraham basically said to Lot, "You choose where you want to go. Okay, so I let."Susan, read the Chinese word. Can you stand up and read out loud?
Chapter 13, from 1 to 13. Right?
Yes, 1 to 10.
Okay, 1 to 10. 亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的经营牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间。就是从前支他帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方，又在那里求告耶和华的名。与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有羊群帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。同时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，遍地不都在您眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约大河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以前，先从耶和华的园子也向埃及地。
So when you hear the passage,
你那个听到这一经文，
Abraham herdsman,
亚伯拉罕的仆人，
and Lot's herdsman,
and 罗德的仆人，
they were in a quarrel.
他们在一个地上面在争吵。
Apparently, the land cannot contain two people.
大概那个时候这地没有办法容纳两大堆的人。
That's a Chinese saying.
有一个中国人说的。
One hill cannot hold two tigers.
一山不能传二虎。
Right?
Yeah. 对对。
So, So Abraham said to Lot.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德说。
And they are relatives.
他们是亲戚。
Abraham said to Lot, "Choose where you want to go."
亚伯拉罕跟罗德说，你选择你所喜欢的地方。
你走右边。
You go to the right.
我走左边。
I go to the left.
你走左边。
You go to the left.
我就走右边。
我走 I go to the right.
Right?
Yes.
So, Lot looks out.
罗德向前面看。
He looked at the land that's fertile.
他看到一个地叫 fertile.
他去的那个地方。
He go to that place.
God spoke to him after Lot left.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，在罗德离开了以后，神告诉亚伯拉罕。
God said, "I will be with you."
我会跟你同在。
Because he did not choose for himself.
因为他不是为他自己所选择的。
He let God choose for him.
他是由神来为他拣选。
God bless him for trusting him.
神嘱咐给他是由于他相信神。
So, who want to read verse 11?
谁愿意念第十一节呢？
我得 read that verse 11 in Chinese.
罗德选择约旦河的全体人往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
So, if you read chapter 13, verse 14 to 17, please.
十四节到十七节，谁愿意念？
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说。从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
谢谢。
That's the promise God gave to Abraham.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Whatever your eyes see,
不管你的眼可以看到哪一个地方
，That's yours.And your generation,
都是你跟你的子孙的
forever,
到永远。
That's the promise God gave to Abraham.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
The question is that,
这个问题是
do we most probably choose for ourselves?
我们是不是常常都为自己而选择呢？
As Christian,
我们基督徒
we know that our will is submitted to God.
因为我们的意志都给神了。
Do we let God choose us?
我们是不是由神来帮我们选择呢？
So that we can fulfill His will.
这样我们可以满足神对我们的期望。
For our life.
有我们的生命。
So that we can be prosperous in Him.
我们都可以在神里面得到好处。
So, that's the second test.
这个是第二节的经文。
So let's see what happened to Lot.
我们来看看罗德他后来的结果。
Even though he chose a land he thought that was great for grazing of cattle.
虽然罗德以为他所得到的那个地是靠近一个非常大的城市。
But
但是
he dwelt among the wicked people.
所以他的吸引了其他一些外人来了。
And God.Want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神是希望神的有一个作为的，就叫把俄摩拉和索多玛城要毁灭。
Many times,
很多次
when somebody we were supposed to deserve promotion or some other thing,
有很多时候有些人虽然自己的去把它升职的。
But they don't. The people who don't deserve it get it.
不过都是一些不值得的人得到了。
We would feel jealous or we would feel angry.
我们会感到嫉妒跟很愤怒。
But we would think that we want to wish bad things on the people.
我们就会对他们咒诅，说一些不好的话。
But Abraham did not do that.
不过亚伯拉罕没有这样做。
Abraham intercede for Lot, even though he know God is going to destroy God, Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯拉罕他就帮助罗德，虽然他知道神要毁灭所多玛和俄多拉两城。
It was written in Genesis chapter 18.
在创世纪的十八章。
Verse 16 to 33.
在16到33节。
The question is that, will we intercede for people who did us ill?
我们会不会对一些对我们不好的人对他有帮助呢？
Let's look at what happened to Lot.
我们来看一看罗德所得到的结果。
Let's look at Lot's wife.
我们看看罗德的妻子。
When she failed to obey God.
因为他没有顺服神的话。
In Genesis chapter 19, verse 17.
在创世纪的十九章十七节。
Let somebody look up that while I read the English one.
Okay, 等 Steve 念完 English, 有请一个弟兄姐妹帮我们念中文。
When the angel warned them not to look back.Lot's wife became a pillar of salt when she looks back. So let somebody read that.
他们出来以后就说不命吧，不可回顾看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被浇灭。
Okay, read 26 also.
Verse 26.
Okay.罗德的妻子在后面回头一看，就变成了一根圆柱。
So what happened when Lot's wife was pre-warned by the angel not to look back?
罗德的妻子天使已经早就警告他不要回头看。
She looks back.
不过他还是回头看。
What happened?
有什么事发生吗？
She turned into a pillar of salt.
他变成了一根圆柱。
Jesus warned us.
耶稣基督曾经告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
在路加福音第九章。
Let me read this.
等我来念。
Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and look back Look back for the service of the kingdom of God. When we left behind the path to follow him, we should not look back because if we do, then all our paths will pull us down, condemn us. Can somebody read Matthew or Luke chapter 9, verse 62?So, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back,
如果你已经把你的手放在那个犁那个推土机上面，如果你向后看了
，then Jesus warned.
耶稣基督说
You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你不配得进神的国。
So when we left behind the past, we should leave everything in the past.
如果我们把我们的过去都放弃的话，我们就把它放弃掉。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the past is shame.
因为我们的过去都是羞辱的。
Pain.
是痛苦的。
Condemnation.When we came to know Christ,
因为我们没有基督的话，
we confess our sin,
我们都是犯罪，
we repent,
我们悔改，
we start a new life,
我们做一个新的生命，
we take up the cross,
我们背起我们的十字架，
we nail ourselves to the cross,
我们钉我们自己在十字架上，
we start a new fresh life,
我们重新我们的肉体。
Why are we looking back to all the shameful things?
我们为什么还要回头看我们以前受过的日子呢？
That's what people say.
所以人就这样说了。
never look back to the past.
不要回顾你过去的事情。
Because you cannot change the past.
因为你不能改变以前的事情。
You can only change today.
你可以改变今天。
And what might happen in the future.
你每可能在明天发生的事情。
So let's read Peter chapter 2 verse 20 to 22.
我们念彼得后书 chapter 2.
Yes, 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 to 22.
Okay, 彼得后书二章二十二节。
And somebody read that in Chinese first, and I read it in English.
啊，请弟兄姐妹可以念这个经文。
主语说，得真不错。狗所吐的，他转过来又吃；猪洗净了，又回到泥里去炖。这话在他们身上正合适。
So here is 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22. Of them the proverbs are true. A dog returns to his vomit, and a soul that is washed goes back.To her wallowing in the mud.
在彼得后书二章二十二节，他是那个先知说，狗他会回去，转头又会把它吐出来的食物吃了。猪你把它清洁了以后，它还是要回到它的泥巴里面去打转。
Don't be like the dog.
我们不要学那个狗。
Don't return to the vomit.
我们不要回去吃我们所吐之物。
Alright, remember what the past is a lesson, not for you to go back to.
因为过去只是对我们一个教训，不是给我们回去。
Let's look at the next trial that Abraham has to face.
我们看另外一个亚伯拉罕所要面对的一个问题。
Abraham still have not seen God's promise being fulfilled yet.
亚伯拉罕还没有看到神对他所应许的事要发生。
Many of us most probably feel like, hey, God, you promised me this. What happened?
我们有时候都会对神这样说：神，你不是答应我这样的事吗？为什么还没有发生呢？
God promised Abraham that He is going to give him the land and to his generation.
因为神对亚伯拉罕承诺说：我要把那个土地都赐给他跟他的后裔。
Where is his generation?
Yeah, 他的后裔在哪里呢？
Did he have any children?
他有没有孩子呢？
How many children do he have?
他有多少的孩子呢？
He have not yet, right?
他还没有。
So Abraham listened to his wife.
亚伯拉罕听从他的妻子。
Because his wife also is wavering in her faith.
因为他的妻子也是在他信心里面没有很足够的。
And he gave Abraham his Egyptian maid.
他把一个埃及的婢女给了亚伯拉罕。
This was a mistake.
这不一定是一个错误。
Because Abraham did not let God choose for him.
因为亚伯拉罕不喜悦神为他所拣选的。
He let his wife choose for him.
他宁愿他的太太会为他所拣选的。
And his wife think that.They could get the heir via the Egyptian maid.
他太太宁愿相信有一个埃及的婢女给他们那个后裔。
That mistake go on until today in the Middle East.
那个错误是一直遗传到现在。
The animosity between the siblings happened today even in the Middle East.
所以现在在中东，虽然他们是好像弟兄不，不过还是有很多冲突的地方。
Even though Abraham failed,
虽然亚伯拉罕他失败了
，God did not fault him.
不过神没有放弃他
，God did not condemn him.
他也没有咒诅他
，But God was gracious to remind Abraham.
不过神对他是很有恩典的。
That he is faithful.
你如果是有信心的话。
That he did not forget his covenant between him and Abraham.
他从来没有忘记他对亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Many times when we look back at our life.
我们很多时候回想我们的过去。
We know we fail God.
我们都知道我们对神失败了。
Look back at your life.
我们回想我们自己的过去。
How many times did God fail any one of us?
神有没有对我们失信呢？
Can we count it with even one hand?
我们可不可以数出了有五个手指头那么多？
I can testify to it.
我可以做一个见证。
God has not failed me once.
神从来没有对我所说的事情没有做。
If you fail God,
如果你对神
get up,
请你们起来
move on,
这样再继续前走。
We are human.
我们是人。
God understands our weakness.
神会了解我们的弱点。
We will fail because we are human.
我们会失败是由于我们是人。
But God is there to hold us up.
因为神都在把我们扶持着。
Don't feel sorry for yourself.
你不要为自己感到难过。
Get up and move on.
起来和继续走吧。
Don't be discouraged.
不要失去你的勇气。
God's grace is sufficient for you and for me.
神的恩典够你够我用。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
我们看哥林多后书十二章。
Can somebody read that, please?
有谁可以念呢？
Please stand up when you read it.
好，请。
2 Corinthians chapter verse chapter 12 verse 9.
第九节，哥林多后书十二章。
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。”好像基督的人复述我，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱之怒，极然突破碰击，为可喜乐。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
好，谢谢。
God's grace is sufficient for you.
神的恩典是够我们。
His strength is made perfect in your weakness.
他的力就在我们软弱上显得完全。
Okay, let's look at Abraham again.
像我们来再看亚伯拉。
Abraham was 99 years old.
亚伯拉那个时候99岁。
So for us in today's world,
如果在现代的时代的话，
women who are past the 40s,
当女人超过40岁的话，
those who are above,
或者在上面，
will have danger, right?
我们都要有危险。
So, but God promised Abraham that he would have a child.
神答应了亚伯拉罕会有一个儿子。
Just imagine Abraham's wife was 90 years old at that time.
我们想象那个时候他太太已经90岁了。
Just imagine you are almost 100 years and your wife is 90 years old.
你想想你如果自己已经99，你的太太已经90的时候。
And God said, your wife is going to have a kid.
因为神告诉你，你的太太将会有一个儿子。
He most probably laugh at God.
很多人就会嘲笑神。
And it's only human.
因为我们是人。
And Sarah laughed.
莎拉她笑。
And God said, "Why do you laugh?"
神问他你为什么笑呢？
Is it not possible with God?
你觉得神没有办法跟你做得到吗？
Certainly many of us will be skeptical, right?
Yeah, 所以很多人都觉得这个是很莫名其妙的。
Or will you be still persevere in your belief?
这样你有没有恒切的保守你自己的信仰？
That God keep His promise.
如果神会应许他对你所说的话。
Does it not look monumental that you believe?
这个是不是看起来是非常严重啊？又这个是你的信仰。
Abraham and Sarah see a big, huge mountain in front of them.
亚伯拉罕跟莎拉只是看到他前面有一座大山。
This big mountain is the obstacle they have to overcome.
这个大山是他们所面对的阻碍，他们要克服的。
Just think about it.
我们来想想。
100 years old, your wife is 90 years old, and God said to you, you're going to have a child.
我们来想一想，如果你是100岁，你的太太已经90几的话，你想你有一个孩子吗？
All the doubt that maybe my wife might die during childbirth.
如果这个可能是一个笑话，如果我太太还没生小孩的话。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣基督对我们说。
With man, this is impossible.
在人是不可能的。
But not with God.
但神不是。
All things are possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
This is written in Mark chapter 10, verse 27.
这个是马可福音第十章。
God never fails.
神永远不会。
God is always faithful.
神永远都是有信用的。
Time again in the Old and the New Testament.
在新约或者在旧约里面。
In chapter 21 of Genesis, God fulfilled His promise.
在创世纪的二十一章，神完成了他的应许。
Sarah bare Abraham a son named Isaac.
撒拉她怀孕了，她的儿子叫以撒。
That is not done.
不过这个还没有结束。
It's very happy. He have a kid, finally.
他们很高兴了，他们有了一个儿子了。
He have an heir.
他们有后裔了。
Now he have an heir who can take over when he dies.
他现在有一个承继的人呢，他死了以后，他可以承受一些地图。
But the worst of the trial is yet to come.
不过坏的事情还没有开始。
God's molding of Abraham's faith is by no means finished.
神对于亚伯拉罕所说的话，其实还没有结束。
Abraham faced his highest mountain ever next.
亚伯拉罕现在面对的是个从来没有遇到的那么高的山。
In Genesis chapter 22,
在创世纪的二十二章
，verse 1-2。
第一到第二节
Abraham faces a high mountain
亚伯拉罕面对一个高山
called Mount Moriah
中文我不知道它的名字
It's okay
摩利亚山 sorry
That is the place where God tested Abraham
那个山就是神试验亚伯拉罕的地方
What did God say to him?
神对他说过什么事情呢
You have to take your son up to the mountain.
你要带你的儿子带到那个山上面。
One and only son.
你唯一的儿子。
In your old age.
在你那个年纪。
And sacrifice him there.
再把他作为献祭。
You know how difficult it is for you when you have your only child.
你可以想象，如果这样发生在你身上，你只有个儿子。
How hard it is to sacrifice.The only son.
那个是非常困难的，来奉献自己的儿子。
Many of us are parents.
我们大部分这里都是父母。
We love our kids.
我们都喜爱我们的儿女。
We more than want to sacrifice our lives.
我们宁愿
our kids.
我们宁愿牺牲我们自己，就换取我们儿女的生命。
Right?
是吗
？I would willingly put my life.
我是愿意这样做的。
In return for my kids to be alive.
去换取我的儿女的生命。
But God doesn't want Abraham's life.
不过神没有想到亚伯拉罕的。
God wants Abraham to sacrifice his son.
不过他要亚伯拉罕献祭他的儿子。
That is the ultimate test.
这个是他最大的一个实验。
And we know what was the end result.
我们大家都知道最后的结果。
The very thing that we love,
我们最喜爱的一个东西
God demand from us.
神需要从我们手中拿去。
I would not know what to do if I'm in Abraham's shoes.
如果我在亚伯拉罕那个时候的位置，我不知道我会怎么样做。
If I said to you, I am willing to sacrifice my son, if I'm in Abraham's shoes at that time, I'm kidding you.
如果你 相信我跟你说，我在那个时候我会把我儿子献上的这个话，我是跟你们开玩笑的。
It is a very painful, agonizing decision.
因为那个是非常痛苦的一个决定。
This is God giving His one and only Son for us. That was a prophecy.
这个是一个预言，就是神为了他，当然也是把他独一的儿子赐给了我们。
John 3:16。
在那个约翰福音上章。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That He gave His one and only Son.
甚至将他的独生爱子。
That whoever believes in Him.
赐给我们，叫一切相信他的。
Should not perish.
不至灭亡，反得。
Everlasting life.
反得永生。
When Abraham obeyed God.
当亚伯拉罕去顺服神的时候。
He did not withhold even his son.
他当亚伯拉罕顺服神的时候，他甚至把他的儿子也摆上。
God said to Abraham.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说。
Because you did not withhold anything from me.
是由于你对我没有保留。
God told him.
神告诉他。
He will fulfill all the promises he gave him in his covenant.
神对于他说，由于这样，我会把我对所有的应许都会实现。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 39.
我们来看马太福音的第十章。
Did not God give us everything?
神不是给我们所有的东西。
And everything on this earth belongs to our Almighty God.
所有的东西其实都是属于神的。
If you read the book of Job,
如果我们看约伯记，
We know how much he suffered.
我们知道他受了 多大的痛苦呢。
He never wavered in his faith.
他没有动摇他的信心。
He might ask God questions.
他可能去问神问题。
But he never wavered in his faith.
不过他没有摇动他的信心。
But God blessed him many times over at the end.
所以神赐福了多多的赐福给他。
You guys all right?
你们可以吗？你们在喝酒吗？
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 3 verse 9.
耶稣在
第三章，
第九章。
3:9 And do not think that you can say to yourself, We are Abraham's as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. So just think about it.
我们想一想。
God can raise up stones for Abraham as children. God can do anything. God just wants to see if Abraham is faithful to him.
神可以为我们做，他可以做任何的那个事情，他就是要等待亚伯拉罕对他的信心的反应。
And that was what God said to him.
这个就是神对亚伯拉罕所说的。
God provided him with everything.
神供应他一切。
God provided us with everything.
神也给我们一切。
Because he is the Almighty God.
因为他是万全能的神。
Heaven and earth belong to him.
整个世界都属于他的。
He is the Jehovah Jireh.
他是耶和华我们的神。
The God who provides.
那个是供给的神。
Amen.
Amen.
That is written in Genesis chapter 22 verse 14. The Lord will provide.
这个在创世纪22:24是神是供应的神。
So God gave.
所以神赐给。
How do you say
in Chinese?
Duplicate.
Funding.
Scapegoat. God provide a scapegoat. Instead of sacrificing Isaac, God provide him with a goat.
Okay. 神其实不希望是把以扫这个献上的，他为他们准备了一个献祭的羔羊。
So I'm almost done.
我快点结束了。
Let's examine Isaac.
我们来看一看以扫。
He has two sons, right?
他有两个儿子。
One is Jacob.
一个是雅各。
And the other is Esau, right?
另外一个是以扫。
They're Abraham's grandchildren.
那个亚伯拉罕的孙子。
Let's look at Esau.
我们看看以扫。
Isaac loved Esau.
以扫他喜欢以扫。
But Rebecca loved Jacob.
不过他太喜欢雅各。
Esau is supposed to be the firstborn.
以扫他是头生的。
Therefore, he will inherit the blessing, right? He will be the inheritance.
Yeah, 所以他应该去承受了这个家庭的祝福。
But Jacob,
不过雅各
by hooks and crooks,
他是耍了一些手段。
Trying to steal the birthright from Esau.
他是用计谋来争取以扫长子的名分。
But we know Esau sold his birthright for some stew.
我们都知道以扫为了一个红豆汤把他的长子名分卖去。
We have to be very careful of our birthright.
我们一定要很小心我们的名分。
We should not sell our birthright for the pleasure.
我们是不应该用我们的名分是一个无价的。
Our birthright.Belong to God.
我们的名分是属于神的。
We should not exchange our birthright like Esau.
我们不应该像以扫这样把我们的名分都卖去了。
For the things of this world.
被这个世界上面的事情所卖去了。
You remember in the book of Matthew?
我们可以看到那个马太福音吗？
The devil tempted Jesus.
那个魔鬼在试探耶稣的时候。
He said to Jesus.
他对耶稣基督说。
If you bow down and worship me,
你如果跪下来向我敬拜的话，
you see all this kingdom of the earth,
你在地上所有的荣华富贵的国度，
it will be yours,
都是你的呢。
If you bow down and worship me,
你如果跪下来向我敬拜的话，
there are many times we see the things of the world,
我们都可以看到世界上面很多的事情，
and we are tempted,
我们都受引诱。
And we sell our birthright for the things of this world.
我们都会把我们的名分卖掉。
But be very careful.
所以说非常小心。
We should be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该像耶稣基督一样。
We should worship.
我们应该敬拜。
And give God our birthright. Our birthright belongs to God.
我们要保守我们的名分，因为我们儿子的名分是由神而来的。
Let's look at Jacob.
我们来看看雅各。
We know that Jacob got the birthright.
我们都知道雅各偷取了长子的名分。
He got it by crooks and hooks.
他是有诈嘴偷来的。
But no, most of us know Jacob trying to negotiate with God.
不过我们知道雅各曾经向神来讨价还价。
When he flee from Esau.
当他逃离以扫的时候，
he said to God in the dream.
他在梦中跟神讲话。
If you,
若果神你，
will make my journey successful.
给我的那个旅途是成功的话，
then I will make you to be my God.
这样你就会成为我的神。
How many times?
我们有多少次？
Do we say to God?
我们有对神这样说话呢？
Instead of having faith in God.
不是由于我们的信心对于神说的。
God, if you do this for me, I will do this.
Yeah. 你如果神又会对为我做这个一二三四五的话，我就会帮你做五六七八九。
That's what Jacob did.
这个就是雅各向神所讨价的。
And that place is called Bethel.
这个地方叫波佛。
I don't know.
伯德利。
Okay. It's written in Genesis chapter 28.
在创世纪二十八章。
Verse 20.
二十二节。
To 22.
二十到二十二节。
Here we can see that Jacob did not believe in God.
我们可以知道雅各那个时候还不相信神。
But he negotiated with God.
他在跟神在讨价还价。
And laying the condition saying,
他为此设了一个条件。
If you do this and this,
如果 你为我做这个这个的话，
then I will do this and this for you.
这样我就会为你做这个这个。
Don't we always do that?
我们是个常常都做同样的事。
That include myself, okay? I'm not disappointing you. That include myself.
当然也包括我自己在内。
But we can see
that
going back to Abraham.
我们回到亚伯拉罕。
In Genesis chapter 14 verse 20.
我们到创世纪十至十四章二十。
Jacob had to go through his own testing.
雅各他要经过他自己的试探。
Because of his deceptive way.
因为他得到这个东西是不光彩的。
He himself was deceived.
他自己本身也是有这个底子的。
Later on, right? He was deceived by his in-laws.
他就是骗了他的
He's supposed to work 7 years for one daughter of the man.
他是本来是应该为他舅舅做七年的工，换取一个女儿。
Instead of getting Rachel, he got Leah.
他本来是应该得到 Rachel 的，不过他得到了另外一个女儿。
He had to work another 7 years later to for the second wife.
所以他又要做另外七年，得到另外一个太太。
Totally have to work 14 years.
而且他最后总共做了十四年。
And his in-law tried to cheat him.
他的丈人继续在骗他。
With the cattle.
那些羊。
But he is also a smart man.
Yeah, 不过他也是非常聪明的人。
So he separate out the healthy herd from the weak herd.
所以他就把健康的更弱的羊群都分开。
And he tried to flee from his in-law after that.
所以他就跟他的丈人说了。
But on the way back,
当他要回去见亚撒的路程上面，
because of God's protection,
因为神对他的保守，
his in-laws did not touch him.
他的丈人没有把他怎么样。
When he go back to his father's homeland,
当雅各回到他的父家的时候。
On the way,
当路上,
he goes back to the same place that when he first traveled from.
他回到了他当初刚刚开始他的旅程的地方。
He met God again.
他再次见到神。
He met God in a dream again.
他在梦中跟神再相遇。
He wrestled with God.
他跟神摔跤。
Many of us wrestle with God many, many times.
我们人之间都有很多摔跤的经验。
The moral of the lesson is don't wrestle with God.
这个故事教我们的，我们不要跟神摔跤。
Because when you wrestle with God,
因为你跟神摔跤的时候，
you get very tired.
你会很累的。
Don't fight with God.
你不要跟神来打架。
Rest in God.
你应该在神里面得到安息。
The only blessing
只有唯一的祝福
is not from his deceptive way that Jacob find out.
这个不是由雅各本身不好的一个地方。
He know that the blessings has to come from God.
他是知道祝福都是应该由神而来的。
God bless him at the end.
神在最后向他祝福。
When Jacob understand that,
当雅各明白了之后。
He is transformed like Paul.
所以他就好像保罗一样，整个人改变了。
Saul become Paul.
亚伦还是用 Saul， 伊德罗。
保罗。
John 保罗是不是
？Yeah.
Jacob become Israel.
雅各变成以色列。
He know who his God is.
他知道神是谁。
Finally, he believes.
他终于明白或者相信。
And he know that blessing has to come from God.
他明白了祝福绝对是要神来的。
Not from his deceptive way.
不是有一些不正当的路途的。
So as a young Christian,
所以我们年轻的基督徒,
you just watch him after he has seen God and he wrestled with God and he was going to meet his brother.
我们要留意的年轻的基督徒，你看到他和神的摔跤的时候，你要看他跟其他弟兄姐妹的行为。
He separated his kids, his wife, his flocks.
他会把他的儿女、妻子跟他的亲人都会分开。
Go ahead of him.
在他的前面。
He trying to appease his brother.
他是想他的哥哥以扫高兴。
Because he saw his brother coming with men.
因为他看到他的弟兄以扫带着他的人来。
He was scared.
他是非常害怕。
I would be scared too.
我当然也会怕。
But God was with him.
那个神对他说。
And God changed his brother's heart.
这神改变了以扫的心。
And he was able to reconcile with God, with his brother.
所以他们在神里面就和好。
So the moral of the lesson is do not wrestle with God.
在这个故事我们应该学到我们不要跟神来摔跤。
Jesus said in the book of Matthew,
在马太福音说,
Come unto me,
你们来到我这里,
all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
把你的一切重担带到我的面前来,
put my yoke upon you,
把我的重担都负起来,
and I will give you rest.
我会令你们,轻省。
So don't try to put on your own yoke and go in a different direction that God does not guide you.
Yeah, 你不要自己担起你自己的重担到处跑，这个不是神所愿意你做的。
I'm almost there. One last one. It's 4 o'clock already. The next person we look at was Moses.
我们最后一个要来看的是摩西。
We know that Moses was trained in the palace.
我们都知道摩西前面的训练都是在皇宫里面。
But he knew he's a Jew.
不过他是知道自己是犹太人。
And he tried to change things his way.
不过他是希望用他自己的方法去改变。
He saw the Egyptians beat the Jews.
他看到埃及人去打那些犹太人的时候。
He killed the Egyptians.
他把那个压埃及人杀死了。
He looked to the right.
他向。
He looked to the left.
他向左看。
Make sure nobody's seen.
他确实的没有人看到。
He buried the Egyptian.
他就把那个尸体埋上了。
So many times we do things, we look to the right, we look to the left, we make sure nobody's seeing, but God is seeing it.
Yeah, 所以有时候我们做事的那个做坏事的也是左看右看，保证神的，保证没有人看到。不过我们应该知道神在上面都是看得见的。
But God has a purpose for His life.
不过神对他的生命是有一个宗旨的。
He was trained by God for 40 years to be a shepherd.
神训练他为牧人用40年之久。
Because God chose him to guide the children of Israel like sheep out of the land of slavery.
因为神是预备他要带领他的子民以色列从埃及出来。
Moses don't see the vision God gave in front of him.
摩西那个时候没有了解到神对他的意象。
He has this big mountain in front of him.
他有一个巨大的山头在他的前面。
He cannot see God's vision.
他没有办法可以看到神的意象。
The only way God catches attention.
唯一神能够令到他注意他的话，注意神的话。
God has the fire burning a bush.
神在那个烧着的荆棘为他跟他说话。
He was curious.
他是很好奇的。
Why is the bush not consumed by the fire?
为什么那个荆棘没有被火所烧去呢？
Don't be like Moses.
我们不要学摩西。
We see this big huge mountain of problem in front of us.
我们只看到我们前边的巨大的困难。
We do not know who God is and where God is.
我们不知道神在哪里，神是何人。
Don't let God send a fire, bushes burning to catch your attention.
你不要神是要把那些烧灼了的荆棘放在你面前，令到你注意。
So If you look at it, all this character that I talk about in this message,
我们在这个信息里面看到我们刚刚提到的三个历史的人物。
We have many mountains in our life.
我们自己也是有很多大山在我们的前面。
You need to have the faith and the obedience to trust God.
我们需要有我们的信心、信服来相信神。
That mountain will be removed.
那个大山一定会挪开的。
That mountain will move to where you want it to move.
那个大山绝对会挪开的。
Just like in the word in Zechariah, it said this mountain will be level.
就好像下加利亚书的四章第七节吗？
Right there.
第六。
Yeah, right there.
Oh, seven.
No, this one. Oh.
OK， 就好像下加利亚书四章七节这样说那个大山。
The main thing that as we build this church，
主要的题目我们要建我们的教会。
We will face many mountains。
我们将会看到很多大山。
Many obstacles。
有很多障碍。
We only have to obey and have faith in God。
我们只要顺服，看着神为我们所做的。
Only when we let God build，
我们要让神来建造。
Then only we can be successful，
我们才会成功的。
We are not the one building， God is building it。
不是人来做神的殿，是神来做他的殿。
We build on God， each one of us build on God。
我们都是神所建立起来的。
Then our foundation can be strong。
我们的基础才会坚固。
Jesus said, "All power are given to me."
耶稣基督说，世上所有的权力都给了我。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And as surely I am with you always, to the very end of age.
所以你们到外面去奉我的上我所教导你们的都要教导他们让他们成为我的门徒用圣灵用圣父圣灵跟圣灵的名为他们施洗我会回来将我的真理同在直到我回来的日子
This is the last verse I'm going to say
这个是我最后要说的话
John chapter 14
约翰福音十四章
12-14 Jesus said
耶稣说
I tell you the truth
我实实在在地告诉你
Anyone who has faith
每一个人有信心的话
In me will do what I have been doing
在我里面就跟我所做的一样
He will do even greater things than this
你会比我做的更好更多
Because I'm going to the Father.
因为我现在要到我父亲哪里去。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name.
我会做一些你们奉我的名所求的。
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
所以我人子就可以把父的把荣耀归给我的父。
We have to claim the promises from God.
我们一定要从神的手中拿去他的应许。
Many of us, sometime a week, we say, "Why do I pray and God never answers?"
我们有时候跌倒软弱的时候，我们问神为什么没有回应我们的祷告
？Jesus said, "Whatever I do,
我做什么
？Greater thing will you do?
你们会做更大的事。
Why can't we do greater thing than that?" He has empowered us. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit. He has given us the power of His Word.
因为耶稣基督已经把能力给了我们了。
You are His children.
我们是他的儿女。
We have to claim the promises that God has given us.
我们要领取神赐给我们的应许。
Claim the promises.
我们要领取我们的应许。
Remind God.
我们要提醒神
This is the promises you gave me.
这个是你给我们的应许
This is the gift you gave me.
这个是你赐给我们的 恩赐，你的礼物帮助我。
Help me to fulfill your will for my life.
帮助我完成你对我们的旨意。
That's a song I want you to hear. Oh, is that a song you're playing or a song?
Yeah, the song.
I don't know how many of you know how to sing in English, but I'll try it and go. Not by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain.